Okay, our next stop on our fifth quarter show, going to head over to Carrollton High School. I'm going to talk with Carrollton Trojan girls basketball coach Michael Locke. And Michael, three games this week and starts out kind of a tough game. You go up to Wellington on Monday night and Wellington undefeated. They're the real deal. They beat you 59-27.
I tell you, it's been a while as a coach. I think 08 since I've gotten beat by 30. And I'll tell you what, Wellington, they are a complete ball team. I think that made them 17-0. A lot of people talk about the Shannon twins, and they deserve a lot of credit. But 1 through 5, they gave us fits everywhere on the floor. We just couldn't get anything going. And, you know, it was one of those nights. It was very tough. Monday night, and then the turnaround the next night, and to play a conference opponent in Holden, which we barely beat. The first time we played them at Holden, I would kind of challenge my girls and see what kind of character or what we were made of. And fortunately, they kind of showed me that they weren't going to accept what happened on Monday and battle back.
Well, you get a nice 55-33 win over Holden. And then last night, you play another conference game, both those games at home, and you beat Lexington 57-17. So with those two wins, you moved to 5-0 in conference play.
And the Holden game, I was really proud on how hard we played. You know, we haven't had a home game since the Santa Fe game in mid-December. We have been on the road grinding and tournaments grinding. And so it was nice to get back home with a home crowd, pep band going and stuff. And Mackenzie Brown scored the ball well for us. She had 17 that night. And then Gracie Lynn Mathis, another senior for me, she had 13, which might have been a career high. She's usually around the 6 to 8 point mark. And those points were nice for us. And then Reagan Pearson had 9 for us, hit some threes. We had some balanced scoring. We had several others kind of put the ball in. So I think we had 8 or 9 kids score, which kind of makes it a little bit tougher to defend. But that was a good win for us on Tuesday. And then last night we turned around and played Lexington. That was our very first game of the year. And then to have them again, we played pretty well, too, offensively. I think we were up 36-5 at halftime. Got some of the other kids in, and we won 57-17. And Mackenzie Brown led us again in scoring that night with 18. And then Corey Locke had 15. She hit 5 threes last night. So kind of those X factors no one's expecting to score is what I'm going to need, because I know night in, night out, most people are going to take away Mackenzie Brown or try to, and then Reagan Pearson. And Jordan Myler's been doing a good job down low for us, and Allison Pearson. And Savannah Rinke, a freshman, she's been putting in valuable minutes. Played 3 games this week, and we're not done. We play tomorrow, actually, Joe. The Salisbury tournament earlier in the year, we missed the championship game nights and trophy nights because of snow, and we will play for third place tomorrow against Paris, who I've never seen.
Paris has a big 6'5 girl, don't they?
Yeah, we're going to have our hands full. We're working at practice day. I think I might just put one girl on another girl's shoulder and just double team her that way. I don't know what I'm going to do, but we're going to have our hands full with her. She's a good player for sure.
You should have gotten big Luke Davis in there and let the girls guard him.
Yeah, no kidding. I would have if they didn't have a game tonight. But, you know, it'll be a challenge for us, the fact that we were the 7th seed over there and we're playing for 3rd. That means a lot to me. And I talked about that to the girls today, you know, at the end of practice. And hopefully we can go over there and play well after a long week. I know the girls are getting a little bit tired. But, like I keep telling them, that's just an excuse. Enjoy being young and keep showing up, playing hard, and people will appreciate it.
It's a big week next week. You talk about your game tomorrow night, that third place game down at Salisbury. Monday you go to Sweet Springs, then Thursday and Friday, 2 games with Higginsville. Higginsville comes here on Thursday. You go to Higginsville on Friday. That's one of the teams you have to beat.
It really is. It is nice being in the conversation of that it does have some importance. Back-to-back is not ideal at all, but with all this snow and makeup games, a lot of people try to leave their conference games towards the end of the season. Get some regular season games in to get tuned up for conference. We're just in a point we didn't have much spot to put it. So here we go. I have never done that before, but we're going to hopefully go battle and play well on Thursday against Higginsville, because they've got a very good basketball team.